Money FM 89.3, best of prime time. In the spotlight on Money FM 89.3.
And in the spotlight today, the generation we are very familiar with, the sandwich generation. I guess in large part, these will be the Generation X and younger as well. These are people who face financial pressures from two dependent generations, their parents, their aging parents, and their young children, and still having to balance their own needs.
Well, in Singapore, this broadly refers to the group of adults between the ages of 40 and 60. I'm sure you are in that category or know people who are in that category. They are those who have a living parent who could be 65 or older, either raising a child under 18 or supporting a grown child and are pulled in many directions. I have friends who are supporting their grown children.
There was at one point a trend where grown children are moving back in with their parents.
Exactly.
The West, so.
And then you might also have to support your grandkids. So that makes you what? Club sandwich generation? Well, a new study titled A Generation Under Pressure, Asia's Sandwich Class, found that the sandwich generation here have an increasing desire to be prepared for financial independence in retirement. But of course, being sandwiched, there are obstacles. The study involved over 1,000 members of the sandwich generations in Singapore and Hong Kong.
Now, I'm listening to you talk about this sandwich generation. I wonder if this is uniquely an Asian thing, because we do have the tradition of supporting our aging parents, our children, our grandchildren, and our children who are not working, if there are any. But anyway, the respondents of this survey, Bharati, ages between 25 to 54, who held personal investments in stocks, property, shares, funds, etc., were surveyed. So let's hear more about this survey. Now, Elson Goh, the head of Asia Portfolio Management at Wealth Management Group St. James's Place, is joining us for more. A good evening to you, Elson.
Hi, Timothy. Hi, Bharati.
Hi, Elson. Now, first of all, let's address something that we brought up earlier. Is this a cultural thing? Is this problem more defined and more intense in Asia than it is in other countries where, you know, people tend to just look after themselves instead of relying on their children or expecting their kids to look after them?
Well, that's an interesting question. So if you look at that, caring for parents when they're older is actually a virtue around the world. But I would say so that it is, especially so in Asian societies like in Singapore. So that's something that we probably would see a lot more common in Singapore. And at the same time, the elder generation may also have the expectations that their children will be able to support them financially when they get older. So these aspects or these reasons would cause the sandwich generation to feel that pressure to then, or the duty to financially support their parents. And that is not surprising to me, as that's being part of the Asian culture here.
But it seems that people are resentful about having to do this. I understand nearly 3/4 believe that children should not have to support their parents later in life if they have not sufficiently prepared for their retirement. More than half believe their parents retired too early. 55% harbor some level of frustration for the financial support that now they need to provide for their parents. So short of sending their parents back into the workforce, what can this generation do?
Well, I think given this generation's unique set of financial problems and the falling within the sandwich class, I think it's very important that they start to think about the plans going forward, think about what they need to achieve, what they need to set in terms of their financial objectives. And then with that, it's very important to seek some financial advice from a professional financial advisor. And in fact, through the survey that we conducted, 90% of them actually said that they will seek financial advice before making important decisions. So that illustrates how important it is to really think about their future and ensuring that what they are saving is actually working harder for them.
Of course, important for those to realize that if you are not supporting your parents and your own children see you doing this, you also face the danger of your children not supporting you when you need the support when you get old. So it's a cycle that you need to think about, right? Anyway, Elson, the rising cost of living that we're facing right now, making it even harder for these sandwich generation to survive.
I think it's really dependent on each individual, and the extent can be different in terms of the rising cost of living or the inflationary pressures. And a lot of these families or the sandwich generation will need to think about daily expenses for food, groceries, transport, medical bills. And then there will also be educational fees for the children, which can increase a lot once they go to university. So with that, a lot of their parents may depend a lot on them. At the same time, they need to plan for their children's future. And with that, leading to huge pressure on the individual to ensure that their children and parents are well supported financially.
Okay, so for this generation there, how can they or should they, well, I mean, I know they should. So how can they invest whatever money they can invest properly so that they can ensure something in the future?
Well, firstly, it's very important to consider, for example, the rising cost of living as well as inflationary pressures. And that's some of these factors that need to factor in or aspects that need to factor in terms of their financial planning aspects. And very much, I think it's very important to seek financial advisor or financial advisor to get some opinion on how do you want to go about it, what's your risk appetite, what kind of volatility can you take in terms of the investments that you do, how do you diversify your investments, and these are the things that you really need to consider, and what kind of time horizon do you set yourself with when it comes to saving up and growing your wealth for your children's education and also to care for your parents in the future.
One way of breaking out of the sandwich generation cycle, I guess, is to ensure that you yourself are financially independent and you don't have to rely on your children for help when you get old. And I guess making these investment decisions should put you on the road to that eventuality. But when it comes to intergenerational wealth and succession planning, I understand while they have grown in importance for the sandwich generation, only a small percentage intend to actually do this in the next 5 to 10 years, and more than two-thirds actually said that they lack understanding about how to manage intergenerational wealth transfer effectively. What do you think can be done about this to rectify this situation?
Yes, correct. I think the point that you brought up in terms of understanding the importance of intergenerational wealth transfer is really important, or is key to help the sandwich generation to get out of this cycle. So they really need to consider what they need to set aside or to leave a legacy behind for their children to ensure that the future generation will not end up in the same position as them. So wealth accumulation plus at the same time looking into intergenerational wealth transfer is important or key to ensure that they do break out of the sandwich generation cycle, or to make sure that they plan and be prepared for that going forward.
But why do you think so few of them intend to actually look into this, and why so few of them understand what all of this is about? Is it just way too complicated at this point? Do we need to simplify all of these things in order to get more people on board, perhaps?
Well, yeah, that could be the mindset that most people have, that they might find that this is quite complicated, but actually it may not be that complicated. If you were to sit down, have a discussion with your financial advisor, seek some professional advice, think about what you need to achieve, how much you need to set aside, what is the gap that you have in terms of reaching your long-term financial objectives, and that will help that person or that individual to understand what is required and how much to really set aside. So it's not that complicated, but a lot of people will probably think that it can be a complicated process. But once you sit down and have that discussion going ahead, it's a lot easier going forward.
We're talking to Elson Goh, Head of Asia Pacific Portfolio Management at St. James's Place. Elson, I am part of the current sandwich generation, though I'm not a sandwich generation, but the age group. Thinking back to 10, 20 years ago, when I was being told by financial planners that I need to start investing and putting money aside for my future, I thought, hey, I'm still young, I'm still able, I can work, and I can spend. And then, of course, while you reach your mid-40s and to your late 50s, which where I am now, it's like, oh my God, I started a little bit too late now.
You lied to yourself in your youth, and now look where we are.
Well, you think you can keep working, right? Yeah, and then you realize, wait, I want to enjoy my life too.
Exactly.
So what is your advice for people like us who maybe have not yet started investing or have started but a little bit too late now?
No, in fact, there's never a time that's too late. And in fact, for people who are yet to start their own families and parents are still working, I think that's
too late for
me
for that. But yes,
anyway. Yes, but that is really the best time to really start planning and to be prepared. So we should really ensure that we have enough time to start saving and grow our wealth to ensure that we set plans for retirement and our future children needs and start working towards it. So it's never too late to start. And for me, it's also very important to think about having an open conversation with the parents to determine if they need to be supported financially and if they themselves has set up a proper plan for their retirement. So part of the stress of being in the sandwich generation is that they may not be communicating the financial struggles, and having such conversations would actually enable the family to have a good understanding on how to prepare for their parents' needs and children's future.
Thanks for reminding us about that.
Correct.
I mean, this is really a social issue, isn't it? Just as much as it is a financial issue. It's about mindsets and what expectations you have. For example, do your grown children expect you to contribute to their budget every month, in spite of the fact that they're grown up? Shouldn't they be, like, you know, working and not quit their job so easily every time they're unhappy? I've seen that happen. And whether your parents should be dependent on you for financial help, that is another situation that I think people should talk about openly. Like, for example, is it really time for you to retire, mom or dad? To what extent, as a financial planner, do you encourage people to have such honest conversations about finances so that we can prevent ourselves from falling into a position where one generation or the other is simply struggling under pressure?
Well, from a financial advisor point of view, we should really think about, oh, do we have that open conversation with our clients, our investors, to really think about, have they had that conversation with their parents already? So although the financial advisor may not be able to have a control in terms of what they hold in terms of conversation with their parents, but it's important to remind them of what they might need to do in terms of that. So that's the kind of role that financial advisor could add value to a lot of the clients or the investors out there in the market. So that's very much having an open and honest conversation with a financial advisor, sharing with them your concerns, your thoughts, your goals, your objectives, and then how can we work together to reach that and objectives altogether.
All right, Elson, thank you very much for sharing this with us and reminding us to have that open conversation with our parents as well, so we all know if we need each other's financial support as we all age together. Elson Goh is the head of Asia Portfolio Management at St. James's Place. You're listening to Primetime here on Money FM 89.3.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO, available on Google Play or the App Store.